Well, good morning. Good morning, church family. My name is Joanna, and I am just so glad that you're here today. I wanted to just say a special welcome to those of you watching online. Those of you on the patio, I think you chose super well today because it is gorgeous out there. So again, we just want to welcome you. And I just have to tell you, my heart is still so full from Easter last week. Am I right? Oh my goodness. I just keep replaying everything that happened. And I just want to do a huge shout out to those of you that volunteered. We had like more than double volunteers that we usually have. And you guys were everywhere. You wore your Sunday best for Jesus and greeted. We had you in the parking lot. We had special concierge coffee. That's a fun word to say. But it was just great. And I just wanted to thank you and the stories and the testimonies that we are hearing. And I wanted to share one with you is that just the restoration or resurrections take time. Just really meant a lot to my heart because I kind of feel like I was a late bloomer. It took a long time. And I'm just so thankful for what Jesus did. And I was sitting in my seat over here and Pastor David, you know, said if anybody wanted to come forward or stand up. And I tell you, first of all, I felt like the Holy Spirit was in the back of the room and just took his hands and went, whew. It was just incredible, everybody that came forward. And I was just sitting in my seat, and I was really comfortable. And I just heard and felt God go up. And there was a couple over here, and I didn't know them, and I just felt like I was supposed to put my hands on them and pray. And I am telling you, I just, first of all, this verse, and it said, it's from Isaiah 49:16, and it's, see, I have written your name on the palm of my hands. And as I said that to them, you could just tell, right? I was just obedient to what God had put on my heart. They needed to hear it. We've been texting all week. It has just been incredible. And so I just invite you, if last week was your first week here, if you come all the time, if you are not feeling connected, we would just love for you to come to the connection counter or grab anybody and just ask, how can I be connected? Because here you are family and you belong. And would you just stand with me as we get ready just to worship our King?
God. The King of Kings, a crown of thorns, a spear to pierce his side. His life poured out of all but love, in agony he died. The earth, it wept for three long days, for all of hope was lost. But life would have the final word. He nailed it to that cross. Oh, singing blessing and honor, glory and power. So we wait the coming day when faith shall be made sight. With saints and angels we will see, all dressed in robes white.
Thank Jesus this morning. Heavenly Father, you're the reason we're here. As we sing,
we've gathered for you. Show your glory to us, we pray. We are here just to seek your holy face. We have gathered for you. Show your glory to us, we pray. We are here just to seek your holy face.
Say, no eye has ever seen.
No eye has ever seen. No ear has heard of a God so great as you. None can compare to your infinite worth. So we cry out for you to rend the heavens and come down, make this city your a banner and lift up a shout. God, you reign, you save forever. We are hung for you. Pour your spirit on us, we pray. We will worship your great and matchless name. Your kingdom come, we are desperate for you. Lord, let your glory fall, let your kingdom come, we are desperate for you. Lord, let your glory fall, let your kingdom come, we are desperate for you. And Lord, let your glory fall, let your kingdom come. We are desperate for you to rend the heavens and come down. Make this city your holy ground. We will raise a banner and lift up a shout. God, you reign, you save forever. Rend the heavens and come down. Make this city your holy ground. We will raise a banner and lift up a shout. God, you reign, you save forever. Kingdom come, we are desperate for you. Lord, let your glory fall, let your kingdom come, we are desperate for you. As we sing, rend the heavens and come down, make this city your holy ground. We raise a banner and lift up a shout. God, you reign, you save forever.
Second Timothy 2:8, Paul is communicating with Timothy and he asks him, remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. So, Lord Jesus, we just want to say we remember you this week. The week after Easter, God, where we celebrated the resurrection. We celebrated the incarnate one taking on the sins of humankind. And this week, I just want to remind us that in the tension of the weekly grind of being a human being, sometimes it can be really difficult. Every Sunday we have an opportunity to celebrate resurrection, amen? Every Sunday we have the opportunity to celebrate resurrection, and we do that when we come together as the people of God, declaring the praises of God. And so there are going to be Good Fridays, and there are going to be Silent Saturdays almost every other day. But when we come together as God's people, remember that that's when we celebrate the resurrection. Paul is so serious about this to Timothy. As Timothy goes out, he says, This is important to remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, because this is the thing that empowers the story that we will tell for future generations. And so as we leave this place, as we leave our gatherings, when we're gathering for Bible studies, when we're gathering to celebrate and worship God, don't just leave and let it be. You have to leave and share that to be the salt and the light of the earth. And so this whole series that we're going to be getting into these next 7 weeks, we're going to be talking about putting on the full armor of God. And we can't share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead without putting on that full armor. And as Christians, it can be so hard to be non-confrontational in a confrontational world. But we're not called to be non-confrontational in the sense that we have to be passive and let our words lie low and not speak truth. We have to speak truth in love, right? And so this next song, we've sung it before as a congregation, "This is how I fight my battles." I just want us to each, in our own hearts, be thinking about what it means for you to put up a fight in this world, to have Holy Spirit by your side, to have Jesus Christ by your side, to have Father God on your mind. As we say, this is the battle I want to take up for future generations. Paul was equipping Timothy to say there's something about this gospel that needs communicating. And today, that's our duty, is to continue to share that gospel. So in this song, in this next moment, let's worship together. But as we're doing that, in the back of your mind, think about how is it that you're going to fight that battle? How is it that you're going to take up your cross? What are we to do, Lord Jesus? Speak to us now. Amen.
There's a table that you've prepared for me. In the presence of my enemy, it's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battle. There's a table that you prepared for me. In the presence of my enemy, it's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battle. And I believe you've overcome. I will lift my song of praise for what you've done. How I fight my battles. This is 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 how. In the valley, I know that you're. Surely your goodness and your mercy follow me. So my weapons are praise and thanksgiving. This is how I fight my battle. And I believe you've overcome. I will lift my song. Stop.
accept that invitation to come to the table. We say thank you, God.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 Oh, this is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Seated. So as Joanna spoke this morning, she communicated that we had a really awesome time with you all on Easter Sunday. How many of you were there, were able to make it? We got returners. Awesome. Great. Some of our family was out of town. I know that, but it's good to see you all back this week. And I would like to invite the ushers to come forward to receive the tithes and offerings. This is something that if you're new here at New Life, please do not feel any pressure to give. We do this out of an abundance because God gives so much to us. We want to freely give back. One thing I wanted to speak to is the ushers are coming forward. We have a new series this week, Everyday Holy. So for everyday battles, and this is going to be a really awesome series again, talking about putting on the full armor of God. How do we face tomorrow? How do we face today in this contemporary world? We need scripture. We need to do it with the Holy Spirit. We need to do it with Jesus. So it's going to be really awesome to be in that series with you guys. I hope you can make all seven. I know that's a big ask, but making all seven of this, it's going to be a really awesome series. What we collectively do when we put our resources together, some of the opportunities we have the youth group. And I don't want to give any secrets away, but Pastor Phil has gotten with some parents and some administrators and some students, and he wants to bless the staff and the administration at Arroyo Grande High School. So in the coming weeks, what they're going to be doing, they're going to be feeding the staff, they're going to be sending them notes of encouragement, probably giving some gift cards away. And when we put our resources together, that's something that gives us an opportunity just to bless the student body, the student body teachers, principals over at the school, the counselors, and they're going to be blessed big time with that. So just be praying for our students at our youth group as they give freely back to their teachers. I think that's such an awesome gift for a student to say to a teacher, thank you, I appreciate all that you do, and to administration too. It changes the culture of campuses. So be in prayer for that in the weeks ahead, please. And then one thing that's coming up here at New Life, we have a Last Wednesday. If you've been to Last Wednesday, I hope they've been life-giving. They've been life-giving for me. This next class that we're going to be talking about this Wednesday night, it comes with a meal if you want to pay $5 for that. We're talking about how to read the Bible. Is it narrative? Is it poetry? How do we link the old and the new covenants? So Pastor David, along with Travis Avila, will be teaching that class. It's going to be a really, really awesome time, and we hope you can make it. Again, dinner starts at 5:30. The class is at 6 right here in the sanctuary. So speaking of reading the Bible, we're going to have Pastor David come read the word, but I just want to pray a blessing over you. Father God, I just pray that we would have the ability to hear every single word from scripture, from the pastor's mouth. God, would it be fresh and new? Would it speak life to us and bring life to us as the body here at New Life Community Church? We love you. We thank you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's so good. You know, we gather together on Resurrection Sunday, which was last week. But as Nick said, every week is a Resurrection Sunday. And so we, as the people of God, are in the practice and rhythm of gathering together, of coming together and reminding ourselves of where we are grounded. And so whether you are here in the sanctuary, whether you're on the patio or you're at home, we want you to feel fully alive in Jesus. And so we gather together with this in mind. And as we begin this brand new series, I want to invite you to stand out of reverence for the reading of God's word. Ephesians chapter 6 is where we're going to be. Ephesians is one of Paul's letters. We're actually going to be preaching through his prison letters, and so we'll come back to this chapter later on in the year. But Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10, we read these words. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against the mighty powers of this dark world, and against the evil spirits in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen? Amen. As you have a seat, turn to someone and say, did he just say the devil?
Yeah. Keep out the devil. Shut the door. Keep the devil in the night. Shut the door. Keep out the devil. Light the candle. Everything's all right. Light the candle. Everything's all right.
Oh, when I was a baby child.
Shut the door. Keep out the devil.
Good and bad was just a game.
Shut the door. Keep the devil in the night.
Many years and many trials.
Shut the door. Keep out the devil.
They prove to me they're not the same.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut the door, keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut the door, keep out the devil. Light the candle, everything's all right. Light the candle, everything's all right.
My mama used to sing this song.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
Papa used to sing it too.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Jesus called and took them home.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
And so I sing this song to you.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut the door, keep out the devil. Light the candle, everything's all right. Light the candle, everything's all right. Shut the door, keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut the door, keep out the devil. Light the candle, everything's all right. Light the candle, everything's all right. Light the candle, everything's all right.
I couldn't help it. That song came to my mind. My dad, if you don't know, is a choral conductor, and I sang in his choirs. And so, that song just came to mind as I was preparing for this week's message. And I think about it, I'm like, hold on a second. The week after Resurrection Sunday, when some people might be coming back to, say, hey, you know what? Hey, it was kind of cool, like, gathering with the church, and maybe I haven't been to church in a while, or maybe I haven't been to church forever. You're going to preach on the devil. And I'm like, Lord, really, isn't there other things that we could preach on? Isn't there other things that we could teach on? And yet, man, I'm so stoked for this series because God implanted this series in my heart several months ago, and I just knew that God was going to do some incredible things as we talk about what it means to understand that God is calling us to lean into holiness and lean into our relationship with Him and lean into what it means to be holy during everyday battles. And if we're going to talk about battles, we have to begin with talking about the devil, because the devil is at the forefront of what is battling against us. And so I get it. It feels like we sing that song, or there's other songs that maybe you learned when you were growing up. There's this actually camp song that I learned when I was growing up that I also had in my mind. It was, if I had a little white box to put my Jesus in. Some of you have never heard this. It's okay. I take him out and share him with a friend. Hey, we were only like 7 years old, all right? So, and if I had a little black box to put the devil in, I'd take him out and smash his face, right? Like that's, but here's the thing. I get it. Whether it's Shut the Door, or whether it's that song, or whether it's, hey, Halloween and horns and this type of stuff, we tend to leave behind our understanding of the enemy when we were kids. Or we're adults and we're still operating, thinking that the devil is just somehow something that people kind of pretend and dress up in when they were kids. And so it's not going to impact me. It's not going to affect me. And yet, when we read throughout Scripture, we hear the enemy, the devil, referred to as the tempter, the accuser, the evil one, the deceiver, the destroyer, and the prince of this world. And that's just a couple of titles that are used for the devil. And I get it. We live in the ninth most post-Christian area in the nation. We're enlightened on the Central Coast. Haven't we, like, isn't the tendency to go, haven't we evolved beyond this? Haven't we kind of like, figured out that, like, hey, well, you know, the God thing, yeah, that's okay, but this devil thing, I'm not quite too sure about. And yet, as those who read the scriptures and as Jesus reveals that there is an enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy, we're going to get to that in a moment. As we think about as believers who believe that there is the Holy Spirit, as Nick has been talking about throughout this morning, that is prompting us towards the things of God, would you be at least open to the concept for me to suggest to you that if the Holy Spirit is prompting us towards the things of God, that there is something evil, that there is a force within this world, that there is a being within this world that is trying to prompt us towards things that are not of God, that are trying to battle for our souls, that are nudging us towards things of evil? In fact, C.S. Lewis in the Screwtape Letters says it this way: the general public prefers either to ignore the forces of evil altogether or to take an unhealthy interest in everything demonic. Let me stop there and pause for a moment. Either we ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist, or we take an unhealthy emphasis in it where it becomes our only focus. And you've talked to people like this who are like, there is a spirit or a demon behind every single thing, right? So those are the two extremes. He says, either we ignore the forces of evil altogether, or we take an unhealthy interest in everything demonic, which can be just as bad in the long run. And so there's two views that are both, again, inadequate. When your child causes you to be late because they're 7 years old and they're being a kid and they just don't get dressed on time, I promise you, the Prince of Darkness is not behind that scheme. Like that's just your kid being a kid, and there's times where that's gonna happen. Sometimes you're driving along and you get a flat tire, and the reason you got a flat tire is because there was a nail in the road, and the reason there was a nail in the road is because a construction truck kind of drove by earlier and dropped a nail in the road. And again, the Prince of Darkness is not out there scheming for your flat tire. So we want to be careful not to go on the one side of this extreme. Also, we want to be careful not to say that the only time the devil comes around is when there's an exorcism or there's some type of world catastrophe or any number of things like that. So those are kind of the